John, chapter 4. But when Jesus knew that many Pharisees heard that he was making many disciples, even more than John, because it was not Jesus alone who was baptizing but also his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must surely pass through Samaria, so he comes to a city of Samaria, called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. There comes a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus says to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore says to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, being a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water." The woman says to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then do you have that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank of it himself, and his sons, and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of living water forever." The woman says to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, neither come all the way here to draw." He says to her, "Go, call your husband, and come here." The woman answered and said to him, "I have no husband." Jesus says to her, "You said well, 'I have no husband.' For you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly." The woman says to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say, that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus says to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour comes, when neither in this mountain, nor in Jerusalem, will you worship the Father. You worship that which you don't know, we worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for such does the Father seek to be his worshippers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman says to him, "I know that Messiah comes, he who is called Christ. When he has come, he will declare to us all things." Jesus says to her, "I am he who speaks to you," and on this his disciples came, and they marveled that he was speaking with a woman, yet no man said, "What do you seek? Or, why do you speak with her?" So the woman left her water pot, and went away into the city, and says to the men, "Come, see a man, who told me all things that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" They went out of the city, and were coming to him. In the meanwhile the disciples prayed him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have meat to eat that you do not know." The disciples therefore said one to another, "Has any man brought him anything to eat?" Jesus says to them, "My meat is to do the will of him who sent me, and to accomplish his work. Don't you say, 'There are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest?' Look, I say to you, lift up your eyes, and look at the fields, that they are white to harvest. Already he who reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit to eternal life, that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this is the saying true, one sows, and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." And from that city many of the Samaritans believed on him because of the word of the woman, who testified, "He told me all things that ever I did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they implored him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of your speaking, for we have heard for ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." And after the 2 days he went forth from there into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified, that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went to the feast. He came therefore again to Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman, whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus came out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him, and implored him that he would come down, and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Except you see signs and wonders, you will in no way believe." The nobleman says to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus says to him, "Go your way, your son lives." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his slaves met him, saying, that his boy lived. So he inquired of them the hour when he began to amend. They said therefore to him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives, and himself believed, and his whole house. Now this is again the second sign that Jesus did, having come out of Judea into Galilee.